Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, your team coming off of a great win at home, scoring 9 goals against Ohio State. Great way to wrap up the regular season at home and send out your seniors, wasn't it?
Oh, it really was, Kelly. It gets, the bottom line is, we were able to get 6 points on the weekend, but, for the seniors to be able to go out like that with their families in attendance and, to be able to put up 6 goals and, seniors played such a big role in how that game went. It just added to it. So, yeah, it was a nice weekend, but we're on to the next one.
Last weekend, Brittany Mowat recorded her 20th win, broke her own win record in a single season. She's been solid for you between the pipes. What's it like having a player like her back there?
Well, it's kind of like your own security blanket. She's just been so consistent and, I've had the good fortune here now for 2 years to be able to watch her play. And the amazing thing this year is she started 31 out of the 32 games that we played, and that's a pretty incredible feat, especially this day and age. And she just goes out there and continues to just give us solid goaltending, and makes things look real easy and does it with such a calm demeanor. And she's such a humble person, like I've said before. The team really plays hard for it. That's a big part of it.
You had a couple of other players last weekend break records. Steph Anderson scored both of the game-winning goals both nights. Now holds the school record with 9 game-winning goals. Nice to see her get rewarded for her hard play.
Absolutely. That one kind of got overlooked. I mean, obviously the Brit's individual record, the team getting that, and then Whitney had 147, 148 games. That one got kind of overlooked, but that's obviously that's a big record too. When you set a record for game winning goals for a team, that's saying a lot. And obviously Steph's been a big time player for us, and she's scored a lot of big goals, not just those winners, but obviously when you get game winners, those are even that much more special.
You mentioned Whitney Wyvoda. Tonight she'll play in her 148th game. She's right behind Hannah Brandt, who plays for the Gophers, with an NCAA best at 149. But not only has Whit played a lot of games for you, but she's also great off the ice and in the classroom. A 4-time WCHA scholar athlete. What does that say about Bemidji State that education is so important?
Well, it's obviously pretty cool when you see that Bemidji State led the WCHA. The women's side of it, and then when you combine the men's, the entire WCHA with 22. So, academics is a big part of it, and that's why they're going to school. There really is no future in terms of hockey for women yet. I mean, there's a couple of fledgling leagues that aren't making a living playing in those leagues. So, their education is what's going to carry them from the time they walk out the door. And Whitney's just a great example. To be a 4-time recipient is pretty amazing. I think only 12 in the history of the WCHA have ever done it. Now, obviously, she had the extra year because of the injury, but still, she's been able to maintain a really, really solid GPA and a very challenging degree in nursing. And I just couldn't be more proud. And we know Whit, just very, very humble, low-key, just kind of takes it in stride and really doesn't want to have anybody talk about it, because that's just how Whitney is.
You've got that right. Well, this weekend, again, your team could make history. Again, obviously, either finishing 3rd or 4th would still be the best that this team has ever finished in the league. Obviously, home ice for the first time, but you have a chance at 3rd place, and that comes right here tonight. All you guys need to do is take care of business, right?
Yeah, I wish it was that easy. It's going to be a battle. Mankato's played extremely well the last 5-6 weekends, and this is their last time here in their home rink, so we know we're going to get their best shot. And it's the game of hockey. A lot of times, there's a real fine line. I don't care who you're playing, and it could be Wisconsin, it could be Mankato. You have to play well if you're going to have a chance to be successful. And again, on the road, it's going to be even more of a challenge. So we're going to need to play well, but boy, it would be awful nice to be able to secure that tonight, because we said before the team was excited to the fact that they were able to clinch home ice, but right away their thoughts were, let's see if we can't get 3rd place.
Well, Jim, I had a chance to scout Mankato, taking a look at just their stats and of course their record. In the last 5 weeks, they've played 4 overtime games, a pair of 1-goal losses to the Minnesota Gophers, and 3 shootout losses. This team's come a long way since the beginning of the season. They're just still looking for that first win. You said it was going to be a battle. They're awfully close to getting that first win. What do you guys need to do to beat them here tonight?
Well, I think the big thing is, again, playing our game. We want to utilize our speed, and in order to do that, we have to be moving our feet, moving the puck. you know, if we're flat-footed and back on our heels, it's just gonna, it's just, it, you know, things are gonna be tough for us. But if we're on our toes, if we're moving, we can take advantage of some things, and they'll have a difficult time in terms of our speed. And I told the team this afternoon, I really like the way we're all playing. I think on an individual basis, everybody's playing as well as they played all year long right now. I like the way all four lines are going. So we just got to go out and play our game. And now, obviously, you know, that doesn't take into fact what their goaltender could do. But the bottom line is we're going to give ourselves a chance. And that's all as a coach we can ever ask, is just give ourselves a chance, go out there and play Beaver hockey. Let's see what happens.
I noticed one player missing from your lineup. Of course, she leads the league in and the country in block shots, even a Bilic, 147 block shots. I know she's a bit dinged up, giving her a night off.
You know what? Obviously it's going to be as important as the game is tonight. The bigger games are next weekend. And if we can get her 100%, that'll really help us next weekend.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.